child, this is nerve-wracking. Not my friend back now. Okay, let's go. 3, 2, 1. I'm a classic man. Hello, you're welcome to episode 64 of the Classic Manny Show. It's your boy, your favorite pop culture enthusiast. And today, we've got a returning guest, our fave, the UK R&B princess, darling. Bella, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing great, Manny. How are you?
I'm hanging. Last night, we celebrated the release of her EP, Adultsville. And when I tell you...
celebrated.
It's only God that's holding me right now. Oh, it's only God.
The Holy Spirit.
God, how are you feeling that the EP is finally out to the world?
Oh, there's so many emotions. First of all, let me just talk about how much of a full circle moment this is. Because, you know, we're in we did the exact same thing
with our conversation.
I came the next day to talk about it. I gave Manny the hot scoop.
Yes.
And, you know, talking about all of the things I wanted to do and stuff and then kind of achieving some of them. So, yeah, I feel grateful. It still hasn't sunk in.
Even for me as a friend and as a stan, it's not sunk in.
It hasn't sunk in.
We've actually been on this journey almost from the beginning of this era, literally. From the demos to just the concepts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Oh. Okay? Congratulations. Okay?
Bubble tea.
Bubble tea, baby. Tell the people what this EP is all about.
Adultsville is the personification of what it means to be in this thing called life.
Yeah.
When you become, you're no longer a child and you're not like a full grown somebody with all the responsibilities, but you're on your way there.
Yeah.
And it's this really, it's the embodiment of transitioning, basically. And I was in a really weird transitional period in my life, and I wanted to embody it. So
and you did, child.
I wanted to sing about it because I was like, I could sing about love, but it's boring.
Yeah.
Like, I love love, but sometimes it's
so
just
do I,
like,
train on my cancer.
Do you know what I mean? I love love, but it's sometimes it's like, okay, cool. Right, I could do that. I could sing about getting money, but I'm not getting any.
It's coming. It's coming. Many. double.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just really wanted to be as authentic and as honest. And I was going through so many changes. And I was like, let me just sing.
That's what you say in the first track, honey.
Just got evicted from my youth.
Okay,
they kicked me the block out.
They said peace in the Middle East.
See ya.
I don't want to be ya.
We don't want you here again. You think you're a baby girl? You're not. You're not a baby girl.
I want to start from where we left, because as you mentioned, you've been here before. Last time that you were here, we're promoting the Art of Conversation. Oh my goodness, and so much has happened since then. When you were last on the podcast, you mentioned you want to tap into a particular genre.
Yes, I did.
You showed in there, you tap Pia, word to Saweetie, baby. You released Evil Eye.
I did.
And what, the way it took the world by storm, let's get into the story of how that came to life.
I had Evil Eye on me when I was on your podcast.
God damn, she was teasing us.
And I was so nervous. I was so scared. And that's why I said it. I was like, everywhere I was going, I was like kind of warning people, like, oh, hey guys, I kind of want to, you know, sing a little bit differently or do something a little different.
Yeah.
I even tweeted one time. I was like, guys,
I remember this tweet.
You know, we're gonna do R&B this time, but we're gonna venture off into little spaces. So, you know, bear with me.
Yeah.
But and I didn't honestly know when or where it was. I didn't know about the colors at the time.
Yeah.
And one random Tuesday, I was on my way to a session, and my A&R, Anthony, called me and he said, "Hey, Bells, you free next week?" Said, "For what? Colors?" I said,
"Try."
Even if I wasn't.
You're going to be free today, baby. You're going to be free today.
Even if it was my mother's birthday, unfortunately, I'm going to have to miss it.
No, mum, we're going to take mum a letter, Roger.
She will get it.
She gets the vision.
She gets it. And then, but so our conversation had just come out. Mm-hmm. And so I was like thinking, oh, maybe I'll go on there, do Cause You Can, do Supernova.
And we're so,
you go so in? Far.
What a banger. What? Wow. We're in Adamsville now. Yeah.
So yeah, I thought, oh, let me do one of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, no, we've heard Evil Eye. I said, ah.
How'd they hear it?
Maybe they sent them off or whatever.
Okay.
They said, no, we've heard Evil Eye and we want you to
do
Evil Eye.
And you did that shit.
I said, can you ask them just one more time?
So what's
if we can just not do that?
Mm-mm.
And but they were like, nope, if you want to come on Collins,
it says Evil Eye or no appearance.
Oh, no, you will never see
God
this.
Damn.
You will never see this color background in your life.
Thank God for their persistence.
So we said, cool. I had to go and finish the song 4 days before.
It was not even finished.
It wasn't finished. So second verse and third verse was not there. So I was like, Ari, they want me to do it. I said, exactly like that. He was like, what? I said, did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I tell people, like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, love this. And I'm like, you know, this song was also as new to me as it was to you. Because I was singing, friendship is made in a place.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
And these are the lyrics. Oh, because of jealousy.
So, yeah, and then I kind of, I did it, and it didn't come out for, I think it came out two months later.
Is it?
So I kind of forgot
always
about
that way.
Yeah, it's way.
Yeah.
So I kind of forgot about it, and then they said, oh, do you want it to come in June or April?
24th of June.
Yeah, they said June or April. I said, April, immediately, now. Like, of course I want it out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So it's come out now. And I was just expecting it to be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. She did the colours. That's a really good look.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting
it. I never expected it.
I never expected it. But I just thank God. Yeah.
God is
it
too
really
good.
Opened doors. Do you know what? Evil Eye allowed me to make this project properly.
Yeah.
It opened doors and it allowed me to be in certain rooms and all that good stuff. So, yeah, man.
I'm so proud of you. Literally, I feel, I don't even know how it happened. Like, out of the blue, from the views were going up, it was just going viral on social media. Was TikTok around at the time? Was TikTok around? If so, it was there too. If not, I think even when I joined TikTok, it was still there, was going still around. Like, this is a classic. It's a UK classic, a blastic at this point, honey. And I'm so proud. So, of course, the creation process of Adults, where you mentioned that it opened doors. How was it like creating this EP?
Hard.
What made it hard?
Everything.
Chai. Let's get into it.
This is the hardest creative process I've ever had, to the point where I was like, I don't even think I like this anymore. I don't even think I like making music anymore. It's dead. Like, I like making music, but I don't
have it to be vulnerable.
Not even vulnerable. I don't like the curation. Like, Ari Pensmith.
Legend. I'm gonna always shout out when you mention his name.
Exec this project, and like, we knew what we wanted when we kind of went in, and there was a lot of friction between who I was working with, who I was going to work with, who's like, because everybody at the time were really excited, and but I was, my heart was absolutely set on this concept of Adultsville, and it really tore me apart. I lost friends. I gained friends. but lost, when you're going through it, I actually lost my uncle in the process.
Yeah.
And I'm an avoidant type. The day after his funeral, I jumped on a plane. I said, trauma?
This ain't trauma Zane.
Going on holiday. Yeah, it was tricky making executive decisions for myself. Not that I've never had to, but I'm very passive, and I'm very like, whatever anyone else wants, as long as they're happy, you can throw my happiness in the bin. But with this so one, no, genuinely, but with this one, I think the people around me who were used to me being so passive were like, rah.
A shock to the system.
What it's adapting or it's adapting or is it? And I'm like, that's why you really have to start as you mean to finish. That's one thing I realized, because
shy, what a word.
If you, I mean, it's okay to change, you're always going to change and stuff, but if I knew about boundaries and like knowing how to say no and like just, do you know what I mean? If I knew how to just be honest in the moment, because
no pun intended. Maybe we're just caught up in a moment. Continue.
So yeah, honest in the moment and like not so scared. I am a what? Me and fear. Yeah. Besties. And I rebuked that, what
Amen.
I just said.
Amen.
But at the time,
yeah.
Oh, that was my good sis. Like I would,
I would
just be.
You're my good sis.
I would say nothing. I was always scared about things that hadn't even happened yet. You know,
Bella.
Always just.
You're speaking to me right now.
I'm always. So.
Oh gosh.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having like mad imposter syndrome throughout the whole project. I was in LA,
yeah,
having panic attacks in the morning because I was like, okay,
having to breathe.
I was calling my mom. I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be here. Like I don't, like I just don't feel like I'm good enough to be here and to be working and doing. It was a whole mindfuck, really. I will say that my mental health deteriorated through the process. But we're on demand in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I, despite that, I had beautiful people around me to kind of keep me afloat because I was on my 13th reason chart.
Goodbye. You're so annoying.
1-3
Isn't it very clear? Not 30, 1-3
1-3
You know what? Yeah, I'm happy you touched on fear because for me, oh my goodness. So I was a guest on Tutu's live show. And when I tell you, before I joined the stage, my heart was racing to the point that, you know, my Apple Watch, it told me your heart is racing whilst you're not active. What is going on? You're not talking for your head? No, that's what you fear is. Nah, it really can paralyze you, yeah? I've really had to work on that. And also, whilst we're talking about recent opportunities, I got to host your early listening session with Apple Music and Dolby. First of all, thank you to you and your team.
Listen.
You made me step out of my comfort zone because when you called me to ask, my head, I said no. Before I even said an answer, I said no. Out of fear. Also, fear will make you say no whilst you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
I promise you.
You know? If I said no, look what happened. Like, the response and the feedback was just...
They loved you. They absolutely loved you.
That makes me
very
happy.
Every single person in that room loved you.
That makes me happy.
Apple loved you. Like, listen, I think, even when Christian mentioned it to me, I was even a bit, I was kicking myself because I was like, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I think of that? Those are the spaces you're supposed to be in, Manny. And that's obviously speaking
so
as
much.
Someone that knows you. But, like, the pod is incredible and it is an entity in itself.
Yes.
But we need you global, baby.
Amen. I
we
receive
need you
it.
In everybody's business.
Everybody's business. The man and my
business. Yeah, no, we actually need you in everyone's business.
No, thank
because
you.
Because they will try and pretend like you don't exist or you don't, that you're not a shuku shaker in this team.
Oh, we saw that a few days ago, honey.
Oh. No shade.
Word to Sha, baby.
Word to
Sha. Shout out to Sha. No shade.
You're clearly a
shuku shaker
in this.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, thank you so much. But I'm just so proud of you and proud of us for just conquering that fear because fear will have us in McDonald's. And there's no shade to anyone that's working McDonald's. We love you. But your destiny is to be the international superstar that you
fear,
are.
Fear, even if you've collected all your GCSEs, A levels, and your degrees, will leave you with no GCSE, no A level. You'll be walking.
Hey, yo!
Listen. You could be so deck as in PhD.
No, PhD. Pull him down.
No
GCSE. What's that for?
No. Fear will rob you of all of your achievements.
What?
I promise you.
I want to get into the first visual and the first single.
Yes.
You fell in love with the prototype. Time. Tell us about the single. Why did you make your first single for this era?
You heard that song?
I heard that song, honey.
Yeah, that's why. It had that bounce. It had that. That Aaliyah Timber. And I made it with SOS.
Shout out
and
to
that
them.
Was like one of the first songs that I was like, this is ending up on my project.
It's by fire, by force.
Hell or high water. Yeah. Mm. And it was, again, it was just very real to me at the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very, it's just true to, I wrote about my managers. And then it started applying to everyone. Do you get what I mean? It was like a self-fulfilling, mm-hmm. or like I spoke it into it. Yes. Not these songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As much as I was going through it, started applying to wider areas. Mm. Like I could be talking about one specific situation and be like, okay, cool. I talked about this isolated incident mm-hmm. and I realized that it's applying
to other things as well, of situations too.
Too much. It was too much. But because it was like, the song is about, hey, hello, mm-hmm. this is a new me, hi. Yeah. And it just felt fitting to do that as the first single, or the first thing I've dropped after
Evil Light. Come on. It kind of ties together well to the storyline as well. Yeah. I didn't think of that until you just said that. I didn't think about that. Oh my goodness. That's smart.
Because I didn't.
Genius.
It was a year.
Mm-hmm.
Since I dropped.
How did that year feel between Evil Eye and releasing Prototype?
I just thank God for Evil Eye because I just thank God that's a song that could carry me.
Yes, it's true.
For the year.
Yeah.
You know, so
for life at six as well, you know, because listen, people play at events and it still pops off. Severely.
I mean, I also feel like maybe because we didn't get to fully enjoy it.
The panorama.
Fully.
Yeah.
That people are like, okay, cool, in the dance. Yeah. But I thought it was fitting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be like, allow me to reintroduce myself. Come on. Bells. Oh.
Big bells out there.
Big B.
Big B.
And so, yeah, I just feel like, yeah, it just made sense. It just made sense with the visuals, with the mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z, with the everything. It just, giving.
Speaking of the visuals, yes. Ray Fiasco, the birthday boy.
My king.
Shout out to him. I know that's right, legend. Yeah. I want to talk about the Prototype visual first because the way you popped it, locked it and dropped it for Jesus. Okay? Now, you served looks. You danced. You gave us the vocals, honey. The dancers were dancing. The looks were looking. Shout out to Jamira as well. Nah. Oh,
Jamira and Lake. The dream team. Yeah.
The way I love those women.
Oh.
Just seeing them there yesterday at the party, just so happy. Like, what? Let's get into the visual and, of course, the dance scenes.
The visual, I knew, I really want to transition into being like a proper visual artist.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm on my way.
On your way? Honey, you've entered!
I think I'm entering my bag.
Gosh.
A little bit. So, I knew I wanted that kind of, so how I described Adultsville to everyone at the beginning, like mm-hmm. the genesis, I was like, it's like a dystopia for your youth.
Mm.
It's where your youth comes from.
Come and see
die.
Grandma, God, Jesus. Mundane. Mundane.
They do this to me all the time.
Mundane.
Common English language words I'm using, they are on the floor. I don't know.
Listen, it was mundane for me and Shah. It was mundane.
I don't want to insult them, but it's giving set
go on,
eight.
Go on. Listen, it's my story. It's a super story.
And I know that they're better than this. They need to brush up on their grammar.
You know what? I love English, but this is the way you even say it.
English.
Is it the candy? Is that the one?
The different grammar.
Hey, it's a candy.
It's the candy.
Okay, let me get out of this room. Okay. That is not staying in the video. No, it's staying in the video. It's staying in the video. You know what? Let me chop this out. I want to chop this.
Oh.
God. My enemies will catch me with that one, boy. I've got stitches. Ooh. I can't breathe. Okay. What were we talking about? The visual. Okay.
The visual,
go on.
Yes. So, it's a dystopia for mm-hmm. your youth. It's where your youth comes to kind of die.
Yeah.
And so I wanted it to be, because it's in the future, mm-hmm. which is you now, who you're gonna be, who you are, mm-hmm. which is very futuristic.
Yes.
And your past, who is here, but is only here for a brief moment.
Mm.
I wanted to combine those two.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you see it. It looks like an old warehouse, but there's bare technology.
Yes.
So it's like the mixture of both.
Yeah.
And I just wanted all of that. I sat down with actually Mikey from SOS, who's really dope at like creative stuff. And I sat down with Rafi Askin and asked the whole thing. We were like, yeah, this, it could be this, it could be this, it could be that, it could be this. And it just came to life so beautifully. I always knew I wanted to dance. I had been rehearsing. I told my choreographer, Janine, I was like, listen, I'm going to start dancing again.
You're going to pop and lock and drop
it. I'm about to start popping, locking and dropping.
Yes. And so you did.
And so I did. And yeah, and it was hard getting back into dancing. And I was scared.
And I know about it. Yeah.
Like I said, fear was...
Yeah.
Did you watch Big Mouth?
No, I did not.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Right, in Big Mouth, yeah, they have like hormone monsters and like different creatures that represent like different emotions.
Yeah.
So there's this like little fly and it's panic. That babe was chilling, buzzing. Hey, are you sure you want to say hi this morning? Are you sure you want to buzz in? Or like, even if I go, oh, hey, they'll be like, you said that wrong. You said that weird. You said that. Like, everything, it was like anxiety.
Anxiety, yeah.
Depression. Like, it was mad. Yeah. So getting into dancing was...
Yeah.
But we got there and I started feeling like myself more and more. And I was like, you know what? Let's show these hoes who I am.
That's right.
Because they think I'm one thing. Four.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. And I can't lie, your songwriting, I keep on seeing it. It's the way you even start the songs. I got all great, I ain't claiming I've gone Hollywood. What? Are you all right? Are you all right? No, it's just so fantastic, honestly. But Prototype, we love it so much. And then you release my favorite song.
Oh.
You're a bad idea. What made you choose In The Moment as the second single? See how I'm smiling.
Like, most of these artists is going to be Ari. This song was never going to come out.
I would have flogged you well. Just know that. I would have flogged you.
It was never going to come out because I just didn't think it was good enough.
Mm.
Again, panic. That little fly was buzzing around going, you're making such shit songs right
Imagine
now.
Imagine, like, my favorite song of the year. Isn't that your shit song?
You're so terrible at what you do. Like, why are you making these basic ass, stupid ass songs?
Wow.
That was literally what was going on. And so we came back and we were looking through all of the tracks that we had made for this project. I literally have a video. I'll show it to you after.
No.
I have a video of us talking about it where Ari was like, we're going through all the songs, we made so many. And he was like, okay, cool, we're not making any more songs. And he was like, do you have any more to show me? And I was like, I got these songs that I did with the producer. I can show you, but I don't think I did nothing. He was like, this is the best R&B hook you've done.
Honey.
And I was like, okay, so maybe the song's okay a little bit. Maybe it is fine a little bit. So... we kind of polished it up. I re-sang it and we added all the harmonies in there. You know, made it the girl that she is today. It's a real Cinderella story.
It's
a real Cinderella story. And so that's how that came about. I wrote it in LA with this amazing producer called Bueno. Insane.
Yeah.
And just being in that environment was really, really cool. Creating that environment is fire. But yeah, that's how it came about. And I remember when I teased it a little bit and you started losing your mind. And I was like,
no, I lost my shit. I said, pause. Everybody again. Because what?
I want it.
No. What a fantastic song. But you know what? Casamigos, I want to speak to y'all real quick. Y'all need to give my sis an endorsement deal because I was singing, I think it's the Casamigos.
Do you want me to sing for you? The thing is, forget me even singing in this. I can't. Love of my life.
Okay.
You are my friend, Casamigos. No, Casamigos. Ooh,
you had us singing that line whilst a lot of us hadn't yet.
Never had it.
I would have found it yesterday.
People didn't know what it was, and they had Casamigos. To research it. And I love that for me, so that everyone can enjoy the tequila that I love.
Nah.
Listen, I had that for the first time in Atlanta, and I was like, yes.
Describe it for those that've never had it before.
If you've ever had a bad experience with tequila, you will not have that with Casamigos, because tequila was never my
go-to,
right? And then I drank this thing and I said, Why is it going down my throat so smooth?
So smooth.
So delicately. Like, he's even asking for permission to go down. Like, is it okay if I pass? So nice, you're so gentle, so well-mannered. Oh. So well. You know how some particulars will bully you? Come on, get out of the way. You're just like, raw. This tequila will take off its shoes before entering the house.
It will double left for you.
Yeah, double left.
I know that's right.
What a respectful tequila.
I can't stand you. I actually can't stand you.
Casmigos, and the thing is, because it's so respectful and so under the radar, you've taken seven shots before you realise, oh.
Yeah.
I haven't drank the drink. The drink has drank me.
I can't lie. When I drove the boat yesterday, my world didn't spin around. Yeah. Spinning around. I still go out of my way. Hey, you know the bangers heard it. But no, I absolutely love that song so much. What? No. So how was it like working in America for some how many songs did you do in America, first of all?
This wasn't the first time I've worked in America.
Okay, yeah.
So I kind of... It's funny because every trip that I've had to LA, I've worked. And the first time I ever went to LA is in 2018.
Wow. Come on.
So I've been going, child. I've been planting my little seeds and whatnot. But this time around, it was really dope. I worked with a lot of dope people, and obviously when you're in the EP making process, you're just trying to make as many songs as it is. Mm. I think the difference between creating here and creating in LA is that for me, the environment is a lot more inspiring.
Yeah.
I know people are like, oh,
it's
LA,
sunny, child.
It's sunny.
Yeah.
Like, imagine waking up and seeing a palm tree and not wanting to go and make a bar. I'm going to want to sing my heart out.
Of course.
Yeah, the environment, the creatives are just on another... Mm. Not that... Okay, let me rephrase what London has some world-class talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean world-class talent.
Yeah.
But it's very different over there. So a lot of them have been doing it for years. Mm. And like... Or a lot of them are like second, third generation musicians. Yeah. Whereas like we're just building now.
Yeah, from the ground up. Yeah.
From the ground up. Mm-hmm. And we're all finding our feet and we're all... And I mean, even that makes us really incredible because it's raw, unfiltered talent.
Yeah.
But over there, they have a refined about it, you know?
Yeah.
And some of them are just incredible. Oh. I worked with some really incredible people, very inspiring. And over there, especially in LA, I would say, that whole 6 degrees of separation is reduced to two.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's my... You know who?
You know who?
That's your what?
Gosh.
Why is it so casual? You know?
Yeah.
Because everyone knows everyone there.
Come on.
Stuff like that. And so the people that you like dreamed about when you were a kid or when you were growing up, it's like, yeah, man.
In close proximity now, baby.
That's scary.
No, I love that though. I want to talk about the visual as well for In The Moment, because again, you served the looks, you served the beat. Come on, Lake Tanu. Come on, John Bira. Choreo again.
Yeah.
Oh man, let's get into the visual for that as well.
I wanted it to look like when I was younger and I used to watch MTV.
Yes. And so you did that. Mm-hmm.
Literally, when I got back the first like draft of it, I said it's given MTV.
I said this is given Missy Elliott. This is your Missy Elliott's daughter. You know what it means to be compared to Missy Elliott? Her visuals, we talk about it to this day, and that's how we're talking about you to this day. Like, what you did? Oh my God.
Missy's visuals, yeah. Being a visual artist is so important, because it really staples and it informs culture as well.
Yeah.
When you for example, Destiny's Child, Soldier.
Yeah,
where? No, not Soldier. Yes, Soldier and Survivor.
Oh!
How many girls have you seen in Halloween costumes that are the Survivor costumes? Yeah. You know what I mean?
The impacts.
Yes. I saw a girl recreate my colours look for her birthday. And I was like, cool, like, this matters.
Come on, influencer.
You know?
Add it to the mix. Add it to the list of things that you do, honey.
I'm not an influencer. I influence.
And
does it.
Period.
But yeah, no, again, Ray Fiasco.
That man.
You don't have to give him much for him his mind to start racing.
Yeah.
Like I said the other day, he just, Evil Eye, yeah, I had a whole treatment ready. And then, you know, I didn't send it to him.
Because he had everything ready.
Well, he sent me a treatment. I said, these are all the same pictures I've used.
Wow.
I was like, yeah. I said, okay, cool, yeah.
That synergy right there.
Synergy. So
come on. I love that.
One of the greatest.
So he deserves all the flowers, all his props. Because what he has done, my goodness, is fantastic. I want to get into the current single. In the garden. Oh my god, I love this song. This was actually Shah's favorite song. Shout out to Shah again. This was his favorite song, but I can't lie, he's hearing it crisp and everything, I said, yeah, I need that. Yeah, that's my favorite song now. That's my favorite song. First of all, the artwork. Okay, let's have the artwork. Paula.
Narcography.
Legend.
An absolute.
Let's talk about that before we get into the single, because the artwork for the EP, I want to say album, because people have been saying album recently. I told you.
They are forcing album on my.
What did I tell you before they came out?
It's an extended play.
I told you it was gonna have the same experience as Hotels. I told you. Because Hotel, people, she was like, no, it's an EP, it's an EP, it's an EP. Or she said it was even like a middle project. We said middle what? It's going to be an album. So you're going to have the Jasmine Sullivan experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, but Paula, we love you so, so much. Like, the
she
artwork.
She brought all my visions to life. Honestly, she really captured. Yeah. She just made the moments iconic. Even the really mundane.
Yes.
Even the really mundane moments.
Yeah.
She made magical, like that garden pick.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was just in the middle of takes. Like genuinely, we were just in the middle of takes. And she was just doing, like, it's not like I stood there and I posed for it and did it. Just in the middle of takes. So when I saw the picture, I said,
doesn't need a bad bitch. For you to get that picture whilst you're in movement. What?
Like, actually, Paula, I said, what is this? Sensational.
No, I love Paula too much. Like, she's just so deserving of all the blessings that has come and are gonna come her way, man. I love her. But yes, back to garden. In the garden. Yes, let's get into that being the current single at the moment.
Yes, Garden was produced by Jonah Christian.
Mm-hmm.
An incredible producer. Someone that I'm even like shocked and surprised that I have a song with. he's really, really fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we was in a studio with him 2 days. And I was in the studio having an argument with a cute boy. And I was really heated. And I was like, and I was really scared. I don't know. I'm just, you know when you're emotional. Mm. That's the word.
You know, I know that. You know, I know that. Emotional. First class.
And so I was like, you don't seem like you're here. Mm-hmm. Like you're not here right now. And I was like,
yeah,
I'm getting the domestic cell, domestic enemy right now. And then he was like, we just need to channel all of this energy into the song.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I was recording the song, I felt like I was doing a terrible job. And that may be because of what I was feeling. Or like, I don't know, but I just didn't think I was doing a great job. Mm. And then I came back and I played it to someone and they were like, this song is so nuts. Mm. Like, you actually have no clue.
Crazy.
And I was like, okay, cool. Because I loved it. I loved how different it sounded. Mm-hmm. But I was like, maybe I'm not qualified to do this type of music. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that always stops me and always like catches me in my tracks is that like I'll make music that sounds like the music I love to listen to and then automatically disqualify myself because it's not the person that I love doing it. And so, it was a tussle, but it's a very, very beautiful song.
Beautiful is even understood. I feel like I'm just transcendent when I hear that. So, like, just like you did in the visual. You're like, in the car. It's okay. I'm going to discover myself. Like, again, the visual. I'm loving that we're talking about the visual because I think people clocked that it does tie in together. Why was it important for you to make essentially a short film?
It was Adults Feel the short film.
So why did you want to make the short film?
Because I love storytelling. Come I love on. Visuals. I love experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I really love experience.
It really is experience.
Like, I can't. Yeah. Like, I just say, I just, when I need to experience music, mm-hmm. if you've made your body of work an experience, I will sit down and take it in.
Yes.
If you've done something with intent, mm-hmm. I can feel it.
Yeah.
That's it.
A word.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's not even about the visuals. Mm-hmm. It's about the intent.
Yeah.
So when people make art intentionally and not just drawing, I think what makes this project so special is that we named it before we made any of the songs. Do you know what I mean?
So it kind of set the tone for what you're going for.
Every song had a learning objective. Mm. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just had to be intentional. Yeah. I love film. I would love to get into exploring that side of me more. Mm-hmm. Of like, I came from theatre.
Yes. Like, oh, we saw the throwback. I might have to say it.
Don't insert it. Your girl was trying for me.
The glow up, baby.
But I was there. I grew up in theatre. Yeah. I love a production. I'm just dramatic.
Yeah, I love it.
Right. So when you channel being dramatic mm-hmm. in a more guided way, mm-hmm. I think people feel it.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So guys, watch the visual. I'm gonna say watch it in the order of Prototype, then is it Garden in the Moment?
In the Moment.
Is it?
No.
It's Garden.
Yeah.
How am I telling you about your visual hurting? How am I telling you?
It's the way that it goes in the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prototype, Garden, in the Moment.
Yeah, literally the flow of it is crazy. Should we expect it to be put together and uploaded as one?
And uploaded
Can't
as
wait.
One.
I cannot wait for that. Oh my goodness. Wow. I now want to have a chat with you because let's put the question to the side. No, this is the interview over. I want to have a chat. And you started by talking about change. And I want to ask you, when was the first time that you felt like, wow, I'm going through this crazy change? What was it that you experienced?
Oh, am I allowed to? Oh, do I want to say
that? You can go around it.
I was I stopped working with someone that I used to work with closely.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big change.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like one day I'm going to wake up and it was just, I don't even know where it was.
Mm.
My head was in a very different place. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just a lot of things was going on. And I found myself just creating better and being able to really tap into me in different spaces that weren't that space.
Yeah.
And I, at the time, I couldn't see that was just what was supposed to be.
Mm.
At the time, I was beating myself up for essentially flourishing in spaces that weren't in that space, even though that space was familiar. And yeah, it was a lot of things, and that was a big change for me. Normally you can, I, one thing about me is I'ma ignore some shit. Red flags?
Yeah. Me? I've had to unlearn that with time, because what?
So.
Hey, God.
When I'm creating better in a space that's not as familiar space, and I'm noticing that, and I'm not saying anything, I'm gonna go back to the familiar space and still create, even though I know I'm probably not doing the best that I can, and my silence up until a certain point is what caused the rift,
okay,
because I was trying to make everyone happy.
I'm triggered. I'm so triggered.
That's all I do with my life. I was just so lucky. Okay, sir. Ma.
Yes, ma.
Yes, ma. Yes, ma. Yes, sir. If you want. If you can have it. Like, I was jeopardizing my vision for the sake of peace. And, like, I just realized if you want certain things in life, like, how bad do you want it? Like, how bad do you want it? And it got to that point where I was like, something gas to give.
Gas to give, honey.
Having said that, it did drag on until eventually there was a little bit of like a confrontation and then it kind of ended it. You know, when God wants you to do something, yeah, and you keep putting it off, he will make that thing
by
happen.
By fire, by force.
Whether it's comfortable or not comfortable.
It's true.
And I clocked that. Sometimes we're like, this bad thing is happening to me. And it's like, no, God, I told you, lock that off. Yeah. Tell that person yes. Tell that person no. You didn't. Now I have to tear everybody's pants. Yeah. Yeah. In order for you to get away, because I know who you are, you wouldn't do it. I could give you 100 years to do this thing. You won't do it. So I have to do it now, and it has to be abrupt. And if it means chaos, then it means chaos. But that's the only way. I'm the type of person that I'm like, I have to touch the flame to understand that it's hot.
Yeah.
You understand? Otherwise, I'll just keep dancing around it. So yeah, that was the first change that I realized. I was like, this is weird.
For me, I've got two. I think I mentioned one at the listening session, which was going from uni to the working world.
Yes.
Ciao! I think because, of course, you got career advisors, all that kind of stuff, but despite all that, you're never truly ready for that change because you're so used to going from nursery to, primary school, secondary school, college, sixth form, uni, if you choose to go uni, whatever path you choose. When you now go from uni to the real world, we got to now go make money. Just want to find a job.
Money.
Hey.
Did you watch the pod that I did with?
I used to watch it. That
was all we were talking about. Wow. I was like, I'm not prepared for any of this.
God.
So why you would tell me to do this is beyond me. I'm just a baby.
No, I saw that actually. I saw the clip of you talking about me before to be here. I saw that one actually.
I didn't ask to be here. Now you're telling me that.
Honestly,
now you're telling me that this. Now you're telling me I need. It's overwhelming.
God.
Change is overwhelming, especially when you have to navigate them yourself. And that's what I was saying about like school and university, right? When I was, they prepare you for those changes. Primary school, they prepare you for secondary school. Secondary school prepare you for sixth form college, and then college and sixth form prepares you for uni if you decide to go, right?
Yeah.
But the moment you leave that university hall,
that last exam. Girl.
I'm convinced, and this is no shade to people who do their PhD, their master's, X, Y, and Z, them lot know what's waiting for them on the outside. They know. That's why they're still in school.
Honey, I think if I could myself, I would have probably stayed to do my master's
PhD too. Do you understand? Like, I understand. My mom went back to school many, there's a safety. A weird safety that comes with institutions like that, where you're like, cool, they've set me a task, I'm gonna come and complete that task. I have a routine. The moment you step out of that and you're asking, is it left or right? And they just say yes.
Huh? And you're like,
everywhere. Should I go up, down? Yes. Should I take this left? Yes. But should I take this right? Yes. So I can do anything. And I just have to wait and see what the consequence is. That is just a mad. And then you grow up. The nature of your relationship start changing. You have to start unlearning stuff, unpacking stuff that you didn't even like. And always something I have to. I said I had to undo what I never did. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't do this to myself. I didn't turn around and say, hey, by the way, Bells, you now have daddy issues.
Bella. Let's get into always something. Because the first time you ever played that song to me, I yelled. I said, hey! I don't think it's a secret that I've got my own daddy issues, child.
Oh, wow.
I've had hopes about it on the podcast, so they know. They know the story.
Okay.
But I feel like I felt seen. You know, it was so, I don't give, oh God, Manny, don't do that on the camera. There's cameras.
You know how I feel about crying on the internet. You know how I feel about crying on the internet.
What? Okay, I'm going to hold this together.
Hold it.
Like, when I tell you I heard, I was like, it's the way you even were to do it. It's like, and you know, I had an experience where, when I started my channel, he started sharing my videos on Facebook. I said, oh, you're not coming before. You don't have my number. But you're sharing my video saying, oh, I'm so proud of myself. I said, fuck you. I said, fuck you. You know, you talk about forgiveness on always something. I can't forgive that nigga.
Hey.
I'm so sorry.
I said, maybe I should work on my forgiveness.
I love that.
I said, it's an idea.
Like, but that's one idea that when it comes to here, because forgiveness, yeah, I love you mentioned it, because in certain areas, especially this year, I've had to learn to forgive and let go, because it links to one of my other changes as well that I'll talk about later on. But I feel like I have to forgive in certain aspects because it's not helping me progress. Like, I feel like it's holding me back in terms of loving, not just in romantically, but platonically, family, all that kind of stuff. Because I know that, for example, my dad, I know that I dodged my dad's family because of the fact that, I've not forgiven him. I kind of see him in them.
1,000,000%.
So I have to just say,
I have a very similar issue.
Bella.
Forgiveness, yeah, is one of those very wild, crazy concepts, because hurt is so real.
Mm-hmm. It has no expiry date as well.
Hurt has no expiry date. Yeah. But do you know what I've learned? That life is way too complex for us.
There's too much going on in this life.
Rationalize why. When you hold on, there are people in your life probably that can evoke certain emotions from you at the drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Even all the self-work that you've done on yourself, yeah. One thing about me is that there was a time where I'll be in the best place. Someone will mention my dad, whole week ruined.
Girl.
Ruined.
Girl.
Why did you say that?
Why? Who sent you?
Who
was it the devil?
You? Honestly, the devil. Bro, this period, yeah, I've wanted to really call people and say, you know, you're letting the devil use you. You let
remember
the devil,
the Lord is watching you.
You're letting the devil use you. You know, sometimes you look at someone, you're letting Satan use you today, because what you're doing is bullshit. Very big bullshit. And you're doing it to me.
To me? What did I do to you?
What did I do to you? I mean, what did I say? What did I do to make them niggas that mad?
When you said that, I screamed.
So forgiveness is a very mad concept, because hurt doesn't disappear.
Never.
You kind of grow around the hurt. And I saw a picture of like, it was about grieving, but it applied to hurt as well. The size of the grief doesn't reduce. You just grow around it.
Wow.
It appears smaller because you have grown in size. You have grown in nature, grown in whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So I say this to say, forgiveness is a very mad concept to grasp, but once you understand what it's for, it's not to say, okay, I'm okay with everything that's happened to me. Because you're not.
Yeah.
But it is to say, you know what? I'm gonna let you free. One, because you're a sack of blood and bones like me, and you're probably gonna make mistakes all around the gaff. I just happen to be caught in the crossfire of this.
Like a rat on the highway.
Yeah, like a rat on the highway. You've caught me, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Two, I would hope someone would have the same amount of grace for me if I ever make a mistake. Three, I just don't even have that energy anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. Draining. I know it's so draining to keep being mad at. It's like, you get a new puppy, an untrained puppy, and you don't train the puppy, and it keeps shitting on your floor, and you break out in hives. That's how angry you are. Every single time that untrained puppy shits on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not training the puppy. Mm. And nobody's going to train the puppy's going to remain untrained.
Yeah.
It is a waste of your time to be angry.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of time. Okay. Like, you actually know the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So with human beings, we know we all suck to a certain degree. Even the best of us suck.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, like, we're so shit. Like, it's such a shitty experience. Yeah. Like, Jesus loves us, and that's why he's God, right? Because he can love Detty. But we're all shit to an extent.
Yeah.
You are an amazing friend to me. Mm. There's somebody out there that's likewise. Going, oh, that...
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
And
they probably deserved it.
And same with me. I know there's probably people out there going, fuck that bitch. That bitch can die. I'm not finna die, though.
Amen.
But do you know what I mean? And you have to be okay with it.
Yeah, it's true.
You are a villain in someone's story.
Mm.
So forgiveness, just do it to save time.
Yeah. And save yourself as well.
And the only reason why, you know, people will say, oh, forgive, you know, you don't know what forgiveness will do for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I've clocked that it's only focus that changes when you forgive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the focus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be closer to your blessings because you forgave them and mm-hmm. magically God mm-hmm. is going to bless you now. No, it's because now you're not using all your energy and your thingy to be like, I wanna kill this person because that 30 minutes you spent, you could have pulled and done something productive done something you wanted to do. You understand?
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's a lot of things.
The second chain I want to touch on, heartbreak.
Oh, God.
God. When I tell you, it's been 6 years, and I feel like the last 2 years, the 2 years where I feel like I've been able to now, of course, pursue dating properly, have an open mind. I think on the TR, I spoke about how you never know what you're going to get yourself into, but all you can do is just follow your gut, follow your heart. And of course, do the self-work in order to know, okay, when it's telling you, oh, go and romanticize, oh, go and actually see them through the yard, it makes sense. So I think for me, that change was a lot because my whole identity was based on them. So I think it forced me to begin that journey of self-love. And I don't ever credit the person for that. I want to credit that experience because I don't think I would have had the podcast today if I saw the person. I feel like I was so under their bossack. I was so under their bossack. And you know, I'll always have some kind of love and respect for them. I feel it's taken time to even get to the place where I can say, you know what, I've let go to the point that I'll always be done love there, some respect there, but of course, never going back there again, please. Because it's not easy enough. But I feel that's part of the whole process of change. I've gone from hating the person to like,
yeah,
the same,
exactly.
I never wished ill on them though, but I just hate the person, to be honest. And then going for, okay, I don't care, like, lying that I don't care, what's at this point times that I do, you know. But if I'm in a place where it's like, it happened, let's move on, you know, and get what you deserve in this world.
Again, going back to what I said, like, he was a bag of blood and bones, mm-hmm. navigating whatever he had to navigate with what he had been taught.
Mm-hmm.
The phrase, when you know better, you do better, mm-hmm. has saved me from going down so many spirals because it's like, if this person knew better, they wouldn't be treating me like this. So again, going back to the concept of, this is the circumstances. Why would I be mad?
Okay, so much circumstances.
When this person is an illiterate when it comes to love.
That part.
I can't be mad.
And you know what? It's so tough being a black person. These black men, I'm so sorry. And some black men, fucking people come and beat me up on the TL again.
Stop flogging money on the TL, man.
That's the real question. But the only thing is, I feel like it's just complicated. It's so complicated dating because it's like all of us we're trying to navigate through accepting ourselves.
Do you know, 1,000,000%, but do you know what can help you through all of that? Because heartbreak is a very mad concept.
Mm-hmm.
Me, the type of person
I never explored it.
I can fall down and down. Honestly, I can't. You can't see
my back was on the walls.
Yeah, no. I'm finished. Yeah, but one thing I really learned was to value my platonic relationships as much as my romantic endeavors, because the only reason you'll be sliding down the wall is because you think nobody loves you, and you've got the same amount of love, if not more, from the people around you who are not. The only difference is they're not fucking you.
Mm-hmm. Well, some are fucking different.
Okay. To the people that are fucking their friends, stop doing that.
Stop doing that. You're blurring the line. You're blurring the line.
Stop doing that. But, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, a lot of us can only edify ourselves with romantic love.
Mm.
And that is where you go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah? Don't waste your time.
I'm happy you mentioned that, because for me, again, for the last 2 years, especially, I feel like I've held my friends so close to my bosom. It's so important.
You feel fulfilled.
Yeah, and I feel like you guys have really set a standard in my life in terms of what to actually accept. Because I can't lie to you, I don't think I had the examples. Again, from not seeing really aunties and uncles loving each other genuinely, then
fake.
You know, and again, not valuing those friends. I love my friends. Don't get twisted for all the years, whatever. But I think just really understanding their importance in your life, even when the person comes as well. Like, it's not when they come now. I'm gonna say, oh, this is guys. No, I feel that love will always remain.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you accept that as like, do you know what? This is equally as important.
Yeah.
You can find fulfillment in other areas. Like I always say, my career as crushing. Oh, I used to want my children to do something musical. Now, if you sing a note, I'll go flog you. I will flog you. Don't do it.
Stop that.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You want heartbreak. You want pain. Stop it. But my career is fulfilling. My friends around me, I can genuinely feel the love and whatever romantic endeavors I have or may not have or will have, you know, it's just going to be a great addition to the ecosystem that I already have. And if it does get serious, you become part of that ecosystem.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. But right now, it's an add-on. It's a wow. You make my life that much greater.
Yes, greater, yeah. You don't make my life. You make my life greater.
You make my life greater.
Yeah.
My life's already great. You make it greater.
Yeah.
And if we take away the eater and you go, it's still great.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So,
no, yeah, man. It's true. I want to say, I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you.
This body of work, this EP, well, album for some. For some, including me, it's just...
Will you just simply reach?
You know, even me, I promoted it as the EP. But people say, no, that album. And that's okay.
Cross it out.
It's fine. It's okay. It's all right. But I'm just so proud of your vulnerability on this project. It's like no other. Like, I feel like you set a standard for not just the UK, I think for just artistry across. Like, I don't think you understand how many people you're inspiring right now. So please keep on going. You know, I want to ask you what we're going to do next. But as a friend, I'm going to tell you, you need to rest. Because you have worked so hard for the last few years. You have worked so hard. You've released 4 projects, I believe, in 3 years, right? Is it 4 projects? Yes, 4 projects. Last Train Home, In the Meantime, The Off Conversation, Adultsville.
Yeah,
I know my stuff. You've released 4 projects in 3 years. Like, yes. I discovered you in the pandemic. And I feel like we're still somewhat in the pandemic.
They tried to say that it's finished, but
people are still catching COVID.
Niggas are catching COVID.
It's monkey post on top. Oh my god, I'm a homicide. Anyway, no, you've worked so hard. So I just want you to just take him the love that you receive. Like yesterday, oh god, it was just overwhelming.
It was
like
jumping.
The love, like people are just saying that, like, people are just shouting the lyrics.
Yeah.
Shouting the lyrics. And, you know, industry events. or
everyone,
events that have industry put in it.
Everyone's saying industry. I was like, where industry? They didn't let me in. They've never let me in nowhere.
Don't let them crack you today as well. They could come and flog me too. I'm joking. But honestly, that event, this is the love. People not standing on the wall like security. They came to have a good time. They came to celebrate you. And you look so beautiful. This blue.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. You look so beautiful in the unreleased Farai London. I know that's right. God, like, I'm just so proud of you. Just taking every moment, the love that's coming from around the world. It's not even just the UK, from around the world. The UK is what? R&B princess. I know that's right. Anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
I just want to say thank you in advance for listening, if you do.
Yeah.
And tell a friend to tell a friend, just tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yes.
I want to say thank you so much, Manny, because honestly, I feel like you're even the genesis of my fandom.
Come on! The leader of what's the fan base called? Belleville? I don't even know. We'll work on it.
Let's not embarrass ourselves.
So,
what?
I've given you some dumb suggestions in the past, even before today.
I want to thank you for being such a support, such a light. You're incredible. And I'm so glad this podcast is back.
You are a big part of this, by the way. Guys, be thanking your sister, okay? You are
lie,
a big part of this.
Stop, so just
That's what she was saying. Like, literally, like,
take a break, but stop. No.
Now, I'm happy that he's back so we can talk about adults. But, like, it just makes sense. I'm just, I love you too much.
I love you
so much. Let the people know where they can find you.
Y'all can find Adultsville. Me. I be Bella on every social platform.
Come on, Brandon.
IBEBELLAH.
Yes.
Somebody out there has the Bella handle.
We need to get
I'm
there.
I'm going to steal it from you.
Are they active with it?
Not that I even know of. I'm going to go and check and steal it from them. Tell them, stop this. This is not... Okay, and then Adultsville is out now on all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. So please stream.
And buy it as well. You can buy it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bought it on iTunes. I bought it. I'm going to
hold it. Please buy it because... Yes. I'm a struggling
Fuck off, you're so annoying. It's been your boy, Manny. The Classic Manny, your favorite pop culture enthusiast. Follow the podcast, TC Manny HQ, everywhere. Follow it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Shout out to our podcast. This is manifesting, baby. Okay. I'm on all other streaming platforms. What else? Follow me, The Classic Man, on Twitter. The Classic Manny on Instagram and TikTok. And as I always end the podcast, don't forget to always do y'all. Actually, before that, stream, invite Adultsville. Thank you so much. If you love me, you love Bella, buy it and stream it. Thank you so much.
But
as I always end the podcast, don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye, guys.
See ya.